Just after 8:45, time now for our fine gardening feature with Morné Fallhammer.
And a very good morning. And I'd just like to remind all our listeners that if you have any gardening queries or gardening questions that we would like to discuss or hear about on the show in the mornings, please send your emails to finegardening@fmr.co.za. So I thought pertinent to talk this morning about one of those big problems that we have in gardens at this time of the year, and that is the emergence of your winter weeds, especially in our lawns, taking into consideration that the germination of those seeds are triggered predominantly by the dropping temperatures as well as the moisture and the rain which is going to start at this time of the year. And it's actually quite a simple thing to control. So I just want to give a couple of pointers with regards to how to take care of or how to prevent the winter grasses, those rye grasses, from taking over your lawn and your garden beds at this time of the year. Now, firstly, one of the options that you can take, use is a pre-emergence herbicide. What that really means is that the chemical which you spray over the lawn will stop the germination of that seed in itself. So just remember, there is a preventative cure that you can take, but it needs to be done before the seed starts germinating. So this time of the year, right now, is the time to apply that. If you don't want to go the chemical route, then here are a couple of other tips. One of them being, when you are mowing your lawn, be it yourself or the garden service, make sure that they are mowing with a grass box, because that way you're going to be picking up the seed, not just simply redistributing it around the garden. And as we know, the old garden saying, 1 year seeding is 7 years weeding. So we need to make sure that we take care of that. And then it brings me to the beds. The best way to ensure that these winter grasses stay out of your beds is by mulching. We always refer to mulching during the summer months as something that you would put down to retain moisture, which it does. And mulch can be either organic or inorganic material. So it keeps the soil cool and it keeps the moisture where it must be in the summer months. But the great thing about mulching during the winter months, if you have not done so, if it's something like bark, is that it will suppress weed growth to a large degree. It won't stop it completely, but it will reduce the amount of weeds that you have in your garden beds. At the same time, mulching your garden bed has the added benefit of creating a nice environment during the springtime for seeds that sow themselves in your garden from various shrubs that you might have to actually germinate themselves. So you're creating a nice little nursery, and the conditions must be just right. So bare soil doesn't work so well for the germination, but a bark mulch or a nice fine mulch does work, because the seed will simply go and settle inside, and then during springtime when the temperatures start raising, then your flower seeds will start germinating. So to create that environment, mulching also works. And on that point, I think we can talk about a couple of plants which will seed themselves easily in your garden. We can start off with the indigenous Felicia amyloides, also known as the blue daisy bush. The kingfisher daisy has a couple of common names. This Felicia, which is indigenous to the Western Cape, is a wonderful addition to a garden, simply due to the fact that it has an abundance of either blue or white flowers. The amount of flowers that they put out at any one time is absolutely astronomical. But what this plant does do, and the Felicias simply sow themselves easily, and you will get lots and lots of little babies coming up. Another thing to consider in the same light is your Collinemia confetti bush, which is also coming into flower at this time of the year. Also indigenous to the Western Cape, also easily sowed in its own environment. And we must look out and not forget that we are very lucky in the Western Cape to have lots of indigenous plants which flower during the winter months. We tend to think about spring and summer for flowering, but many of our indigenous plants flower during the winter simply because it is our rainy season, and that is when it has the resources to flower, and what better way to brighten up your garden. So think about putting in your Felicia amyloides. There are a number of varieties out there. They are really easy to grow. They do well in sandy soil, loam soil, clay soil, just about anything that you can throw at it. It will take a nice drought hardy plant. So there we go. That's Fine Gardening this week, and we will chat to you again next weekend.